But I will never forget that realization of coming back home to myself. And you have to be happy with you first. You have to love yourself first before you can give that love or that happiness or seek it from someone else. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast, a safe space to help you transform the way that you approach motherhood and life. If you're a mom struggling with self-worth, overwhelmed with overstimulation, looking to slow down, conquer mom guilt, let go of external pressures, or even embark on a spiritual awakening, you are in the right place. Let's break free from that survival mode cycle by waking up from autopilot and authentically embracing our inner self-love, trust, and connection. Imagine if every single part of your life was perceived through a lens of expansion, value, worthiness, self-awareness, and acceptance. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood and was always in my own head, never feeling good enough. I realized if I wanted to make a change, it started within me. And in finding that freedom, I've dedicated my life's work to helping other moms heal from the inside out to come back home to themselves too. So take my hand, mama. Let's set the foundation to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, belief, joy, love, and balance. If you are ready to weed the fluff, get to the root of cultivating real change, and feel connected to yourself on a love-rooted level, let's dive in and discover the power within you. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, hello, beautiful mamas. How are you today? I hope that you are feeling all the feels of joy and love and appreciation and calm. Oh my goodness, give me some calm. But for real, like literally, if you can right now, I want you to go ahead and close your eyes with me. Close your eyes. Just take a second to feel your body. And then imagine the top of your head, the crown of your head, is opening up just a little bit. And all of God's love and energy is pouring into the crown of your head. And it's running through your body, embodying your heart, flowing down to your fingertips and reaching your toes. That tingling feeling that you might feel running through your body is literally energy in motion. Embrace it. Come back to stillness and feel that anytime that you need to come back home to yourself. I love me just a good, that wasn't even a fiver. That was like 5 seconds, 5 seconder. Welcome to the show, mamas. This is Jenna, your intuitive life mentor. I am so thankful that you are back here with us today. We are kicking off the start of today's show with some story time. How I met my husband. That reminds me of that show, How I Met Your Mother. This is about how I met my husband. How I met Jameson over 10 years ago now. Absolutely wild. Such a beautiful story of just inner self revelation. I'm going to call that out right now. So this is not going to be exactly probably how you think I'm going to be sharing this story. So just follow me here. Okay. So I was freshly out of a previous long-term relationship, like 6 months fresh. It wasn't like, the next week fresh, but I was 6 months fresh out of a previous relationship, and it was a long-term relationship. And that previous relationship does matter a lot, because over that 6 month phase of being single, let's say, like so much happened, and so many light bulbs, aha moments were coming to me during that phase. So the previous boy that I was in a relationship with, on and off again through college, amazing guy, amazing family. Our hometowns were only 20 minutes away. Our friends' groups were merged. It was wonderful. And I mean, without going into detail, right? I'm not someone who believes in breaks in relationships. I am someone who is like, I'm an all in or I'm all out. Like, I might not like literally be all out. I still have to process and things. Like, I've had heartbreaks in my life, and it's hard, right? But what I mean here is if someone wants a break, there must be something not working. So let's completely cut ties, work on our shit. And if we come back together, amazing. If not, we obviously needed that space to be able to feel confident to move on. You need that space. You need that time to process. So that's kind of how it went down here. We were together for a while, the previous relationship, and there was something just off with me. And I ended the relationship for the first time. We were in college. Time frames, it's very foggy. College was a very foggy time of my life. And I went through a lot of crud in that time of my life. Also, that's when I was deep in my eating disorder. I had a very demanding college degree in oncology. I was 4 hours away from home and I was a very big homebody. Like, it was a very, 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 very low point in my life. And I felt that the relationship that I was in just was not healthy. And bless his heart, like he did the work. He wanted, you know, me back, and we did get back together for a while. I don't remember time frames. That whole stage of my life is still so foggy, and I'm ready. I am ready to start bringing a lot of the college days out of my subconscious, not that relationship particularly, but just revolving, you know, like my eating disorder and like why. And I know a lot of things I shoved way, way, way back in my subconscious. Anyways, when we got back together, it was great for a bit, but tried and true, breaks do not work for me. And nothing like was ever the same again. And I remember sitting on the city bus on my way back to my apartment in downtown Madison, and I was on the phone with my dad, and I asked him, "Dad, can you see, let's call him Tom. Dad, can you see Tom and I together forever?" And he says, "Kid, if you're asking me that question, I think you already know the answer." Gut punch, maybe. But like, if that's not the best advice, to slow down and actually listen to myself, I mean, come on, right? And it just like profound words of wisdom, right? My parents were like, thinking back, it's a lot of their insights. I mean, it's very, very, very useful, even if you don't want to hear things in the time. So we broke it off for good shortly after that. And I mean, by the time that we ended the relationship, I think it was very mutual. And of course, wish him all the best in his life. So however, from that time on, from, you know, breaking up with that college boyfriend, it dawned on me that, or it didn't dawn on me because there have been these pivotal moments in my life to where I always come back home to myself with self-love. And if you don't love yourself, then it's going to be really hard to seek that in someone else. And I know that I'm a very people-pleasing, empathetic person. And by giving, 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 giving until I am bone dry, then I'm done. Like, that's when I reach my threshold. That's when I am the volcano that's erupting. That's when I, you know, am susceptible to becoming in a very low place for myself. And I feel that that relationship, coming out of that relationship, was one of the very pivotal moments of my life with boundaries and protecting my energy. And even if it can, this is very hard to say, but even if it can cause hurt to someone else, that you still have to do what is best for you. I mean, in terms of like not physically hurting someone, right? But that you have to still do what is best for you. Because in that moment, that hurt in that moment, yes. But hopefully, you know, they will also take that time to move on and heal themselves. So, mama, like, you are the most important person in your life. And this was a realization that I needed to have. You are the most important person in your life, and you have to be happy with you first before you can give yourself to someone else. And once I made that realization, once I like had that light bulb epiphany moment, I remember posting it on Facebook, I met my husband like days later. Not obviously days later after that relationship, but I remember meeting my husband 2 weeks after I moved to a brand new town, and I was like ready for this new chapter of single Jenna. And, you know, 6 months after that relationship ended, so it was like, I mean, it was 6 months of a lot. Like, I had my board exam to pass my clinicals for oncology to become a radiation therapist. I moved from Madison. I think I moved back in with my parents to then move down to where I got my job. And I was like single living, but I never lived alone either because I always had roommates in college. So it was like a lot jam-packed. You're in your mid-20s, just a lot jam-packed in that short amount of time. But I will never forget that realization of coming back home to myself. And you have to be happy with you first. You have to love yourself first before you can give that love or that happiness or seek it from someone else. And by golly, like, it clicked. I met my husband, and we have been inseparable ever since the day that we met. And I know with all of me that it took me going through such a dark healing season because I was also overcoming an eating disorder. Like, how did I just forget that when I was saying all those things that were happening? Like, I was coming out of this dark healing season in order to come out with knowing that to my core, the self-love and trust, right? How many times do you like get some that gut feeling and you're like, no, shush, 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 you know, and move on. And then like you circle back and you're like, dang it, you know, like I was right. Or like, you know, that intuitive hit like was right. So now story time's almost done. So now fast forward, like I was talking to a friend the other week and I forget how we got on this topic. It's going to sound kind of silly, but you know, like sometimes the random stuff that you talk about with close friends sometimes. And we just went down this rabbit hole of what if we're alone? Single parenting, you know, all of that whole shebang, right? And my husband and I were very happy. This was by no means like what brought us onto this conversation. I'm sure that, you know, you've had, you know, the random thoughts, random conversations with friends. But anyways, I told her the story that I just shared before and the fact of how I met Jameson. And I know with all of me that we were meant to meet once I had like that epiphany light bulb moment of self-love and worth and happiness for yourself before you could ever expect it to get it from someone else. And y'all, like he is my soulmate, like hands down. Yeah, we go through stuff, you know, we have our ups and downs, our ebbs and flows, but what is life, right? What are relationships? But hands down, I don't know what I would do without him, but I don't need him. Does that make sense? Like I am so down to my core stable and in love with me, not on a, like a self, you know, a high, what's the word? What is the word I'm trying to think of? Self-absorbed or conceited level. I know down in my core that I am stable and in love with me. I love who I am because I am a blessed gift to this earth, to humanity, to just having the appreciation and love and gratitude for life, just as you are so beautiful, so unique, so worthy. I know that I could get on without him. But why would I want to? Right? And this is like that flip side. Like, I know I can, but why would I want to? Why would I not want to experience the love and connection and alignment with someone else that we are so meant for each other that we literally like have telepathy half the time? I'm not even kidding. But like this beautiful synergy of gratitude and love and appreciation for the experiences and other human souls that we have the honor to connect with in life. Of course we want that, but it starts with you first. So I want to dissect a little bit about how to rescue yourself when you want or think someone or something else should be rescuing you to heal or to save you. Okay. So, and I wish I could like think back, you know, to 11 years ago to like, what was, you know, 24-year-old Jenna thinking at that time? I don't remember. I have no recollection. Again, like board exam, overcoming eating disorder, moving cities. It was a lot. And I mean, think to yourself in your mid-20s, like I feel like you're just learning who the heck you are in your 20s, right? So this is me, you know, in hindsight, right, sharing what I'm about to share. Okay, just to kind of preface that, because I wish I could remember, but I have no idea. All right, so number one is connecting to yourself, listening to yourself, getting to know yourself, learn how you feel the way that you feel, how and why you get triggered or sometimes have big emotions. Learn how you talk to yourself in your mind. What are your thoughts? Like, literally listen to yourself. Slow down enough to be able to tune in to you. And number two is connect to and listen to your body and why you are feeling the way that you are feeling. Again, notice when you are feeling triggered. Notice when you are feeling happy, right? And any emotion, name those emotions that come to surface. Like, am I feeling anxious? Am I feeling kind of fearful? I have this pit in my stomach. Am I feeling happy, ecstatic? Like, feel into the feelings. Feel into those emotions. And then notice what physical symptoms you might be experiencing. So maybe like you have tightness in your chest or you have butterflies in your stomach. So by noticing those physical responses of your body, you can then surround it to, okay, what is actually going on in my life right now? Okay, I'm feeling tightness in my chest. I'm naming my emotion. I'm anxious. Why am I anxious? because I have a big test tomorrow. I'm thinking back to college, right? So kind of, you know, connect those dots, allow yourself to energetically open up, but then allow your free will to actually lean in and feel and accept those feelings coming in. And number three is disconnecting from the outside world. Number one and two, connecting to yourself, connecting to your body. Number three is disconnecting from the outside world. Not like become a hermit. I would love to. I would love to live off grid. I just got off of a call with someone who might be starting coaching sessions with me. But we both were like, oh my gosh, we would love to like live off grid. Like, I would just love that. But that's not what I mean here. What I mean is disconnecting from the external pressures, letting go of the external expectations, the things that we feel we should be doing because that's what the media says or what Sally says on Instagram, right? Maybe this also can be where some subconscious conditioning comes into play, where we literally don't know why we feel the need that we have to be perfect or we have to people please, or we have like, it's ingrained in us to have this limiting belief or this self-doubt, right? This is where some inner work and going back to number one and two of connecting to yourself and your body comes into play. But you first have to disconnect from the outside world and let go of those external pressures and expectations to be able to lean in and listen to you. So what are some ways and how, like, how can we do this, Jenna? Let me tell you some. I got five ways. Number one is doing the foundational inner work, that root work. Stop shoving things under the rug and actually allow yourself to see and feel and be all of you. This is where a lot of my services come into play because we work together. We work through exercises. We dig things under the rug as much as you feel comfortable with. But I urge you and suggest that you open up as much as possible. And I mean, I want to be your bestie. Like I want to help you succeed in so many ways. So this is where we work through exercises and energy healing and just a lot of that foundational root work. Number two is meditation and mindfulness practices. One of the most effective ways to awaken your intuition and connecting to yourself is through meditation and mindfulness practices. By quieting your mind and being fully present, you can create space for your inner wisdom to shine through and again, actually hear yourself. Number three is trust that intuition. Start paying attention to those gut feelings or those hunches that you might have. Again, like you could process them and be like, is this like the discernment piece, right? Is this fear or is this a gut feeling? Is this something I really, really want to be doing? And I think I feel aligned to this. This is a gut feeling, right? So your intuition, it often communicates through a physical sensation. So you might get a physical body response first. So like trusting your gut, right? It could lead to, that's like where that term comes from. So it could lead to just remarkable like insights and direction and clarity and confidence. And one thing that I often talk to my clients about is that your intuition, your inner guidance, it's always trying to communicate with you. However, we have to decide to tune in. Again, we have to quiet ourselves to actually listen and tune in to what those messages are. And we often, because the busyness of the outside world, the busyness, go, 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 the outside noise, we often ignore those cues that our intuition and that our body is trying to send us. So something else that we work deeply on in our coaching mentorships is this. Number four is journaling. So keep a journal and jot down your thoughts, your feelings, how you can become more attuned to yourself. Look for patterns, recurring themes in your writing, and they also can hold valuable messages for who you are. And I said there were only five, there's six. Okay, we got six, so two more. Number five is being intentional with being present in your body and outside your body. So be mindful and give all of you to what you're doing in that moment. If it's playing with the kids, play with the kids. If it's working, work. Overstimulation and improper multitasking is an equation for that heightened stress, anxiety, overwhelm, burnout, because you're not connected to the present moment and all those things are disconnecting us from ourselves. And number six is find self-care strategies that work for you. What are rituals that can nourish you, nourish your well-being without feeling guilty? Taking time for yourself, it's going to benefit how you mom. It's going to benefit how you mother. It's going to benefit how you show up in your relationships, including with yourself. So find what rejuvenates your body, your mind, your soul, and release that guilt or that shame or that judgment for making that time for yourself, even if there's other things that you have to get done. Because you are important to take care of you too. And I mean, the more that you put something on the back burner or the more that you neglect something, the easier it is to not care about it. And now I'm putting you in that equation. When you put yourself on the back burner, when you neglect your needs, it's going to become easier to be disconnected to yourself. And we want to reel in that self-love, right? We want to deepen that self-trust. So a little bit of extra insight here and into the beauty of what I just kind of shared, everything is how it kind of all ties together in self-love and trust is by being intentional and present with the sensations that we feel and by accepting our emotions and feelings for what they are without judgment or shame or pushing them under the rug, we allow ourselves space to be us. We will have hard emotions, negative feelings, but when we welcome them in and allow them in, we could then work through them and release them and heal from them. Because the latter, when we subconsciously suppress or shove those things under the rug, all that's doing is getting that feeling or experience or emotion stored and stuck. And for whenever that time comes, maybe even years down the road, when like it's time for you to do that work to release it, because I'm going to tell you what, that time is going to come where you're going to have to release it. And it's going to be like, whoa, where was that? What, you know, when did that happen? So I just want to tell you, this is where I'm going to leave you with, like, deep breaths. Like, I just shared a lot of stuff at you. I know sometimes I hope that my episodes are more so leaning towards empowerment versus like making, I never want to make you feel bad about yourself, or I never want you to feel like, oh my gosh, I've been doing this for so long, and kind of build any sort of resentment or feel shame or any of those negative feelings. I'm not letting your egoic mind do that. This is not what we're about here. This is about opening up your heart, opening up your free will to allow in these rituals to strengthen and deepen your self-love and bring you back home to yourself. Because mama, we are all human and we all struggle, and all of our struggles are ours and they are all unique. And I never want to take anything away from what you're going through. However, we could all still be connected. We could all still relate. We could all still feel heard and feel validated. And by genuinely feeling connected to other humans or other moms or other souls on a level, that we're able to take away judgments and fears and comparisons and jealousies, like find you some of those people, like find your people, find your connections. And that's why I created my programs and my courses and coaching services, because I want to be your people. Like, I want to help you through this. So you could head to my Start Here page to see if a free email course or a free clarity call with me or diving into an intuitive breakthrough course or working one-on-one with me is what is best for you right now, what feels best for you right now. So go over to naturallyempoweredliving.com/products and check it out. Email me. My inbox is always open. If you have questions or not sure where to start, I call it my Start Here page, but if you feel like emailing me is your Start Here page, then email me at hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com. And if this episode resonated with you or helped relieve any weight or is leaving you feeling heard or empowered, I would love for you to go over and share this episode. Let it be to your stories. You could tag me on Instagram at naturallyempoweredliving.com or directly send this episode to another mom who may find it beneficial. I'm still not on social media, so you could also like direct her to this podcast or whatever. I just said to tag me on Instagram. But if they are on Instagram, I have a link there and it will push them to this podcast and push them to connecting with me nonetheless, even if I'm not on social media. So you are amazing. Thank you for sending it to her. That is amazing. You're amazing. Until next week, my mamas, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode relatable? Papa would please do my review.
Thank you so much for spending this sacred time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I am sending you so much love and covering you in light, praying this episode has helped you in some way. And if it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a written review sharing how it's impacted your life. It truly lights me up hearing how you are on your way to your breakthrough. And also, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her that we are never alone and to help give her that empowerment to take that first step. And be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our motherhood empowerment community, and if and when it feels good to you, learn how we could work together to help you reclaim your power, mama. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.